Okay, thank you. I'm Yuya Sasai, from Yuka Institute. Today's, my talk is about braided quantum field theories and their symmetries. This work is based on, this paper, and my collaborator is, Professor Sasakura in Yuka Institute. Sorry. Where is the switch?
Yeah. But it is on, isn't it? Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
Just try to blow it.
Okay. Okay. Let me start with introduction. In recent years, there has been interesting conceptual progress in non-commutative field theories. It was a discovery of Hopper algebra symmetry on non-commutative spacetime. For example, let me take the case of Moyle plane. The Moyle plane, the Moyle... No? Okay. Sorry. okay. Can you hear? Okay. Okay. Sorry. Let me take the case of Moyle plane. This Moyle plane is invariant under the twisted Poincaré transformation. It was pointed out by Chachin et al. In 2004. And there have been various proposals to implement the twisted Poincaré invariance in quantum field theories by these people. But due to the difficulty of quantization in theta 0i not equals 0 case in canonical quantization, some of them only discuss theta 0i equal to 0 case. And also, because of difficulty of this case, some of them start from the creation annihilation operator instead of defining the canonical momenta and imposing a computational relation between fields and canonical momenta. So it is desirable to start from a solid framework of quantum field theory, like a passive integral formalism. Next, let me take the case of retyped non-commutativity, like this. In this case, usually momentum conservation is violated. This is because this commutation relation does not hold C-number translation symmetry, like this, where X is a Q number and A is a C number. So usual momentum conservation is violated, but recently, this non-commutative field theory with a non-trivial braiding was derived as an effective field theory of Schrödinger quantum gravity coupled scalar particles. This non-trivial braiding is just a non-trivial statistics like a fermion. In usual scalar field theory, such a diagram does not contribute to the amplitude. But in this case, such a diagram contributes to the amplitude. And this braiding is important because with this braiding, there is a kind of conserved energy momentum in the amplitude, and the energy momentum generators have Hopper algebra structures. So this quantum field theory should have a Hopper algebra translation symmetry. I have talked about the specific examples of non-quantum field theories, but our aim is to systematically understand these Hopper algebra symmetries in non-quantum field theories in the framework of braided quantum field theories proposed by Professor Oweku. This braided quantum field theories is defined by passive integral, and the non-trivial braiding is satisfactorily included. This is the contents of my talk. Next, I'd like to review braided quantum field theories briefly. And then I'd like to talk about the symmetries in braided quantum field theory. This is my main point. And next, I'd like to talk about a few examples of Hopper algebra symmetries of non-commutative field theories. And I'll summarize. Okay, I'd like to review a braided quantum field theory proposed by Oweku in 1999. In usual scalar field theory, the free correlation function is defined by like this. This integral is a path integral, and S0 is a free action. And diagrammatically, this is written by like G's. Namely, G's are propagators, and the permutation comes from weak theorem. But in braided quantum field theory, path integral measure is defined like this. This is necessary because the ordering of path integral measure arises from the braiding between fields. So we have to carefully define the path integral measure. He defined like this, which gives a well-defined path integral, and this gives a non-trivial braiding weak theorem like this. The difference of G's is only the existence of braiding factors, like G's. Now G's part is non-trivial braiding, and the latter part is, latter part includes many, braidings. If the action includes the interaction term like G's, the diagram of endpoint function at fifth order of perturbation is given by like G's. This is almost the same as the usual Feynman diagram. Namely, G's external legs, G's vertices, G's propagators, and the non-trivial part is braiding factors. This is a braided quantum field theory. Next, I'd like to talk about the symmetries in braided quantum field theory. Before going ahead, I'd like to review about the action of a general Hopf algebra on vector spaces. An action is a map defined by like this. This A is a Hopf algebra, and V is a vector space. And we shortly write like this. And we take V as a space of a field, for example, phi of x, because I'd like to talk about such a variation of a field and a Hopf algebra transformation. So this is a field, and this is a variation of a field and a Hopf algebra transformation. And the axioms are following. The first one is about the action on constant. Y lives in vector space, but we take one as a constant function. So this means that the action on constant should be equal to the coordinate of Hopf algebra. Namely, in usual case, if A is a real algebra, the coordinate of real algebra is equal to zero. So this is equal to zero. The second one is about the action on tensor product like this, and which is given by co-product of Hopf algebra. And this is written by like this. For example, if A is a real algebra, co-product is given by like this. And inserting this expression into this, you can get this expression. This is a usual Leibniz rule. Namely, the non-trivial co-product is a non-trivial co-product gives a non-trivial Leibniz rule. And also, we assume a co-associativity of co-product. Let's turn to the symmetries of quantum field theories. What is the implication of a symmetry in quantum field theories? This is a key point of our work. In usual quantum field theories, symmetries give non-perturbable relations among correlation functions like this. This is so-called Wall-Takahashi identity, because if this variation is a gauge transformation, this is the same as Wall-Takahashi identity. Later, we only treat as global transformation, but we call this Wall-Takahashi identity generally. If the co-product of a symmetry algebra is not the usual one, the Wall-Takahashi identity becomes like G's. G's match contribution comes from the non-trivial co-product. And diagrammatically, this Wall-Takahashi identity is given by like this. This red line means the action on external legs, and this diagram should be equal to the coordinate of Hopf algebra. This is a generalization of Takashi identity. And we'd like to find the conditions for quantum field theory to satisfy Takashi identity. There are four conditions. And the non-trivial one is braiding conditions. We call braiding psi, and this is a braiding condition. The first one is about the invariance of action under the Hopf algebra transformation, and the third one and the fourth one about the invariance of propagator under Hopf algebra. And this is a short diagram proof of Takashi identity. If condition one, is satisfied, this diagram should be equal to this one. This red line can pass through until this line. And the condition two, is satisfied, this is equal to this one. And the condition three and four are satisfied, this is equal to this one. And so this is equal to this, which is the same as Takashi identity. Let me see the examples of Hopf algebra symmetries. The first one is a translation symmetry of effective non-quantum field theory of three-dimensional quantum gravity coupled with scalar particles. Phi is a scalar field, and its Fourier transformation is given by like this, where G is in SO3, and this PI comes from this part. Sigma is a Pauli matrix, kappa is a constant. And the star product is defined like this. And this definition comes from the product of G1, G2. And we take action like this. And we consider a momentum representation. So we use this action. And non-trivial one is the existence of braiding, which is given by like this. And then, I'd like to, see, translation symmetry. The action of translational operator on, fields or fields, following. This definition comes from the, this star product. And, this determines a co-product of PI and P0, like this. And from the Hopf algebra axiom, the coordinate of PI and P0 is given by like this. This is a usual case, the same as the usual case. Let me see the condition two. Left hand side of condition two is the following. At first, the action of PI on this gives this one, and then braiding. And the right hand side of condition two is this one. At first, braiding gives this part, and then the action on this gives this part, and then this part is cancelled. So this is equal to this one, and then so condition two is satisfied. And also, you can see the other conditions are also satisfied. So this non-quantum field theory has a Hopf algebraic translation symmetry. The physical meaning of Ward Takashi identity is the following. Ward Takashi identity is given by like this. This gives a selection rule for a correlation function. Namely, if the correlation function is non-trivial, not equal to zero, this is a total momenta, which is written by like this, should be equal to zero. This is a momentum conservation law. And on the other hand, the total momenta is not equal to zero. The correlation function should be equal to zero. This is a selection rule for correlation function. Next case is twisted Poincaré symmetry of non-quantum field theory on Moeller plane. The action is the following. Start product is defined like this. And the momentum representation is written by like this. And this Poincaré symmetry is given by like this. The non-trivial part is this part. This is the only theta dependent part. The result is, if the braiding is trivial, the condition 2 is not satisfied. But in order to keep the invariance, the braiding must be taken as like this, and which is in agreement with these people. Let's summarize. Symmetries in non-commutative field theories have been discussed by considering a generalized Watakashi identity. And we have obtained the algebraic conditions for a quantum field theory to satisfy Watakashi identity. And in the former case, we can understand the braiding between fields from the viewpoint of translation symmetry of non-commutative field theory on a re-algebraic non-commutative space-time. And in the latter example, we reproduced that the twisted Poincaré symmetry on Moir plane is a symmetry of quantum field theory only after the inclusion of not a braiding factor, which is in agreement with previous proposal. This is a possible future applications. There will be applications to other non-quantum field theories, like a Kappa Poincaré spacetime. Or there will be a generalization onto a local transformation of our work. Thank you.
Antipode.
Yes, you have, I haven't seen it.
Sorry, which page? This page?
Yes, so you just use the four product and the unit.
Yes. Usual antipode definition. Maybe. We only discuss, cognit and co-product, but, antipode is, unnecessary. So we don't like this, but, usual, definition.
Okay, so in fact, you just use the beam algebra.
Yes. Yes, sir.